Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. It was wonderful to hear all of our staff read during the time of Advent, and now as we move into the season of Christmas and Epiphany and onward, we will return to our rhythm of reading from three different books of Scripture each day. We will be reading from the book of John, the book of Psalms, and also the book of Isaiah. I'm going to be reading from the New International Version, and we'll pick up in the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 28. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." Now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Christ." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the desert. Make straight the way for the Lord." Now some Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Today from the book of Psalms, we're reading three psalms, Psalm 12, 13, and 14. Psalm 12, for the director of music, according to Sheminith, a psalm of David. Help, Lord, for the godly are no more. The faithful have vanished from among men. Everyone lies to his neighbor. Their flattering lips speak with deception. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips and every boastful tongue that says, "We will triumph with our tongues. We own our lips. We are our master." Because of the oppression of the weak and the groaning of the needy, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will protect them from those who malign them. And the words of the Lord are flawless, like silver refined in a furnace of clay, purified seven times. O Lord, you will keep us safe and protect us from such people forever. The wicked freely strut about when what is vile is honored among men. And Psalm 13, for the director of music, a psalm of David. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. My enemies will say, "I have overcome him," and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. And from Psalm 14, for the director of music, of David. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Will evildoers never learn? Those who devour my people as men eat bread and who do not call on the Lord? There they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. And now we open up the book of Isaiah. We remember that Isaiah has a word of judgment combined with a message of hope. So it's a word of judgment against the people when they do not obey the word of God. But there's also this message of great hope in the future king that is coming. Today we pick up in chapter 17, which is in a section of poems, which are judgment poems for the different nations. Chapters 15 and 16 were a judgment poem against Moab, and today we read an oracle against Damascus. Chapter 17, starting in verse 1. An oracle concerning Damascus. See, Damascus will no longer be a city, but will become a heap of ruins. The cities of Aroer will be deserted and left to flocks, which will lie down with no one to make them afraid. The fortified city will disappear from Ephraim, and royal power from Damascus. The remnant of Aram will be like the glory of the Israelites, declares the Lord Almighty. In that day, the glory of Jacob will fade. The fat of his body will waste away. It will be as when a reaper gathers the standing grain and harvests the grain with his arm, as when a man gleans heads of grain in the valley of Rephaim. Yet some gleanings will remain, as when an olive tree is beaten, leaving two or three olives on the topmost branches, four or five on the fruitful boughs, declares the Lord, the God of Israel. In that day, men will look to their Maker and turn their eyes to the Holy One of Israel. They will not look to the altars, the work of their hands, and they will have no regard for the Asherah poles and the incense altars their fingers have made. In that day, their strong cities, which they left because of the Israelites, will be like places abandoned to thickets and undergrowth, and all will be desolation. You have forgotten God, your Savior. You have not remembered the rock, your fortress. Therefore, though you set out the finest plants and plant imported vines, though on the day you set them out, you make them grow, and on the morning when you plant them, you bring them to bud. Yet the harvest will be as nothing, in the day of disease and incurable pain. Oh, the raging of many nations! They rage like the raging sea. Oh, the uproar of the peoples! They roar like the roaring of great waters. Although the peoples roar like the roar of surging waters, when he rebukes them, they flee far away. Driven before the wind like chaff on the hills, like tumbleweed before a gale. In the evening, sudden terror. Before the morning, they are gone. This is the portion of those who loot us, the lot of those who plunder us. Thank you for listening along as we have read God's Word together today. I wanted to remind you of a couple of verses that we read, one that was a great encouragement to me in John chapter 1 and verse 18. It says, "No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." Isn't it wonderful to think that God has revealed himself to us in the person of Jesus, who came as a baby into our world to experience all that is human, but without sin. And also from Psalm chapter 13 in verses 5 and 6, "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me." Now, I'm not going to sing for you, but I do think that it's good for us to have a song in our heart today, a song about God's unfailing love. Let's pray together. Come, Lord Jesus, come in our midst today. Come into our lives. Remind us of your presence with us through your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your first advent where you revealed to us what God is like, who you are. Thank you that in your unfailing love, you have provided a way for us to have salvation. And so help us, Lord, to have a song on our lips, a song of praise to you for all that you have done, for all that you are, and for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Lord, we are full of blessings. Help us not to be fat and happy and use it all on ourselves. Lord, help us to take the fullness and overflow into the lives of others who are in need. Help us to give financially, emotionally, and spiritually to those around us who need a word from you, who need a touch from you, who need to know that there is one who brings hope. Come, Lord Jesus, and come in our midst. We pray in this day and in this coming year. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.